This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Almost 300,000 U.S. soldiers were stationed in Europe during the Cold War to deter our adversaries, reassure our allies, and protect U.S. interests in Europe. Today, there are about 30,000 soldiers in Europe carrying out that same mission. And to better accomplish that mission, the Army has National Guard and Army Reserve units trained in Europe. The 37th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, based out of Columbus, recently served in the Multinational Battle Group East, a U.S.-led organization in Kosovo. That unit rotated home this month. I recently spoke with U.S. Army Europe Deputy Commanding General for Army National Guard, Major General John Gronsky. General Gronsky, thank you for joining me today.
Mark, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Give us an overview of the mission in Europe.
Sure. I am assigned over here as U.S. Army Europe Deputy Commanding General for Army National Guard. And when you think about Europe 35, 40 years ago, we had almost 300,000 soldiers stationed here during the Cold War. And our mission was to deter the Soviet Union, reassure our allies, and protect U.S. interests in Europe. Now, fast forward to today, we've got about 30,000 soldiers assigned, and our mission is identical, to deter our adversaries, to reassure our allies, and protect U.S. interests here. So we're doing essentially the same mission that we were doing 40 years ago with about one-tenth the amount of soldiers here to do it with.
So I guess the object is to try to make these 30,000 soldiers look like the 300,000 soldiers you had at one point.
Yeah, that's what our commanding general, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, says. And the way he does that, by the way, is to use our National Guard and our reserve forces to come over here and train, and then also to ensure that our NATO allies and our other partner countries are working with us as well. And then that's one way to get that strategic effect of making the 30,000 look like 300,000.
Yeah, how many national, is the 30,000, is that all National Guard, or is that a mix of regular Army and National Guard?
Yeah, right now with the 30,000 assigned troops at U.S. Army Europe, that's primarily active component soldiers. But for this exercise, just to give you an example, we've got 25,000 soldiers from the United States and our NATO allies and other partner countries participating in the exercise. And of that number, 2,500 of them are Army National Guard, about 185 of them being from the Ohio National Guard, the Battalion Engineer unit from of 837th from Ohio there. And I just want to stop for a moment and just thank the employers of these National Guard soldiers, thank the family members of these National Guard soldiers for supporting our National Guardsmen so they could come over here and train in this very important mission.
How long are the deployments for the Guardsmen when they go in?
Yeah, when they come over here to train, like they're doing for this exercise, which is known as Exercise Saber Guardian 2017, they come over for between 21 and 29 days, which is longer than they usually do their annual training periods when they're training back at home station back in the United States. Again, it's without the employer support and family support, these guardsmen wouldn't be able to do what they do for our country.
And what role is the National Guard playing in developing facilities in Europe for storage and deployment?
Yeah, quite a bit. There's an exercise that we've been running the last couple of years called Exercise Resolute Castle. And we've had National Guardsmen from Alabama and from Tennessee, in particular, over here, helping to build ranges, build live fire ranges, build landing pads for helicopters, and other structures that help U.S. forces and our NATO allies and other partners of ours train here and build readiness.
Can you talk some more about how this helps strengthen our relationship with U.S. allies in Europe?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, Europe is the largest trading partner of the United States. You know, it's not Japan, it's not China, it's actually Europe is our largest trading partner. So to have a strong U.S. economy, the economy in Europe has to be good. And to protect our own national security back in the United States, the security in Europe has to be good. So, U.S. Army Europe, the forces here, and along with the National Guardsmen and reservists and other soldiers that we bring in here from the continental United States, work with our NATO allies and our other partner nations and build interoperability, which means they learn how to deal with the language barriers, deal with some of the communication systems that are different from our country and other countries that we are allied with, and also to improve freedom of movement throughout Europe, because there's diplomatic clearances that have to be accounted for. There's less heavy rail cars here to move our M1 tanks and other combat vehicles than there used to be 35, 40 years ago during the Cold War. So we are constantly learning lessons about how to work with our allies and strengthen the security of Europe, which strengthens the security of the United States.
How well would you say this is doing as a deterrent to Russia?
You know, my personal assessment is that the exercises that we're doing here, again, Sabre Guardian, 25,000 soldiers, 22 countries involved with this exercise, where we are conducting river crossings, air assault operations, airborne operations, working with our Army aviation, tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, not only from our country, but from our allied nations and partners. Conducting an exercise like this absolutely has a deterrent effect on any adversary who doesn't respect the sovereignty of nations in Europe, for sure.
Is the number of Army National Guard units growing in Europe, or is it pretty much staying set?
No, I'll tell you, since 2014, the number of National Guardsmen who have been training over here in Europe has been going up. A couple of years ago, it was maybe just a couple of thousand soldiers, and now annually we have at least 8,000 to 9,000 National Guard soldiers coming over here to train. We also have, again, a shout out to the Ohio National Guard. The Ohio National Guard is just finishing up with a 9-month deployment to Kosovo, down in the Balkan region of Europe. So they have just been down there for the last 9 months in Kosovo, ensuring peace and security in that part of Europe. And then we have a unit from the Arkansas National Guard, yes, just about ready to rotate in there to Kosovo as well. As a matter of fact, that transfer is going to occur about a week from now. So there's a lot of activity, not only with the training, but also with current operations going on here in Europe.
But it sounds like you have involvement from Guard units across the country. It sounds like this is a widespread effort.
Oh, yes. There's 350,000 National Guard, Army National Guard soldiers spread throughout the United States. And another state I do want to mention is the Oklahoma National Guard. They currently have a brigade headquarters and about a total of 220 soldiers in Ukraine. And what they're doing is helping to train the Ukrainian military on how to be more proficient at the tactical level, and also helping them to build and to run a combat training center, which is going to enhance their readiness as well.
And you're from the Pennsylvania National Guard?
Yes, I am. I'm your next-door neighbor here, Pennsylvania, where I'm originally from. And I'm assigned over here in Europe now for a total of 3 years. I've been here about 1 year, and I have 2 more years to be assigned here. And it's a very exciting assignment. And I'll have to say, when I do bump into National Guardsmen over here and talk with them, every one of them, again, making the sacrifice to come over here, leave their families, leave their civilian jobs for the amount of time that they're over here. But they're very excited about being a part of working with their allies and helping to secure Europe and therefore securing the United States.
And General, any final thoughts you'd like to add?
No, just that I'm so proud of our soldiers. You know, the Army is really a total Army force, which means it's the active component soldiers, it's the National Guard soldiers, it's the Army Reserve soldiers that we all have as one team, one very effective team, protecting our country, protecting our national interests. And I know that people of Ohio and actually people from all over America should be just so very proud of our soldiers. And one other thing I just want to mention, I know a helicopter went down today in the United States. I believe it was a Marine helicopter, and we had some Marines die in that training accident.
16, I believe, General. Yes.
And again, my it just really touches me, and my thoughts and prayers just personally go out to those Marines who gave their life. And it's a dangerous business, and we take risks every day, and it's just so sad to see that type of thing happen. But thoughts and prayers to those families.
General Gronsky, thank you for joining us today.
I really appreciate the time you spent, Mark, and thank you for helping us get the word out about the great soldiers that we have serving our nation.
Major General John Gronsky from an earlier interview. He's the U.S. Army Deputy Commanding General for the Army National Guard.